Chapter 8. Back to Life. Jack clung to Annie. Dianthus cleared the driveway of the cloisters and began to run with ease down the street. His long strides were so light and graceful Jack could hardly feel the movement. As the unicorn ran, he held his head high. His long spiraled horn pierced the raging storm, seeming to calm the winds and snow. Jack realized he could feel his fingers and toes again. His whole body began to feel warm. Dianthus headed down a deserted parkway along the waterfront, past an empty bridge. The bridge's towers and cables formed a silver arc over a wide river. Whitecaps swept across the water's surface. As the unicorn trotted past the river, the water became still. Dianthus left the riverside and headed down a city street. The wind whistled between tall buildings, blowing the snow into great drifts. But the unicorn's horn turned the howling wind into a soft breeze. The wild-blowing snow became floating, star-shaped flakes, like the snowflakes on Christmas cards. As the unicorn trotted down the street, snowbound taxis and streetcars started moving again. Lights came on in cafes and jazz clubs. Jack heard happy music coming from inside. With a calm, steady trot, the unicorn pranced on through the city. As he moved past old mansions, broken-down tenements, and shabby hotels, people peeked out of doorways and windows to see why the sounds of the storm had died away. When they caught sight of Dianthus, with his horn shining in the windless air, they broke into joyful smiles. Church bells started ringing through the white silence. Finally, Dianthus came to a stone wall bordering Central Park. He jumped over the wall and landed knee-deep in a heap of snow. The unicorn leapt effortlessly out of the drift and cantered over a field and down a slope. Slowly, the clouds parted, and light from the setting sun poured down. "Hot corn!" a peddler shouted, plowing his pushcart through the snow. "Roasted chestnuts!" shouted another. The good smells of the corn and nuts filled the crisp golden air of the park. The unicorn trotted past Belvedere Castle. Bill Perkins stood outside, staring up at the clear blue sky.
"Hey, Mr. Perkins, the monster storm's not coming," shouted Annie.
The weatherman saw Jack and Annie on the back of the white unicorn. His jaw dropped, then he smiled and waved. Jack and Annie rode on. When they passed the statue of the winged angel, Jack thought he saw her move her great wings.
"Did you see that?" he cried.
"Yes," said Annie.
When they passed the statue of Balto, Jack heard the sled dog bark.